Again, Iqbal Ahmed commented that revolutionary terror must be sociologically and psychologically selective. He said, don't hijack a plane, don't kill children. And then he points out that the great revolutions, the Chinese, Vietnamese, Algerian, and Cuban, never engaged in hijacking type of terrorism.
Well, they didn't. And I mean, it's important to remember that they were somewhat earlier than the period of the, I mean, in time earlier than the period of the great hijackings of the late 60s and early 70s, where jet travel had become, you know, much more prevalent and much more symbolic of national communication across borders.
Do you see any revolutionary component
to these actions? No, of course not. Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. There's no message in it. There's no attempt to change people's minds. It's not part of anything. I mean, one of the things that you could say about the Algerian revolution, I mean, the Algerians, in fact, did use terror. I mean, they put bombs in restaurants and cafes in Algiers, killing French people. But, you know, it's not something I myself approve of or would advocate in any way. But it was part of a political movement to rid Algeria of the French occupation, which had been there for 130 years. This is part of nothing. It's a vague and unstated and unclear mass attack involving exclusively innocent people as its victims, and with no conceivable end in sight except terror for its own sake. In that respect, it's a kind of metaphysical leap into another realm, the realm of kind of crazy abstractions and mythological generalities, involving people who, in my opinion, have hijacked the religion for purposes of their own. And I think, you know, it's very important not to fall into that trap and try to respond by a metaphysical retaliation of some sort.
The media discourse, at least some parts of it, seem to be giving permission to what Kurtz in Heart of Darkness said when he called for exterminate all the brutes.
Yeah.
Robert Kaplan, of an Atlantic Monthly writer and author of The Coming Anarchy on NPR, said that there's a kind of existential hatred of the West. And then Dan Rather, to follow that up, the CBS News anchor on the David Letterman show, said of the terrorists, they see themselves as the world's losers. They are crazy people. They are haters. And then he began to cry.
Well, it's hard for me to explain Dan Rather and Robert Kaplan. I mean, neither of whom I particularly admire or look to for insight. But there's no question that in the case of people in like Osama bin Laden and others who speak that language, they don't think of themselves as losers at all. I think they think of themselves as the bearers of a mighty message, that these are people appointed, obviously by themselves, but they feel within themselves the enthusiasm and the confidence of a people bearing, in a kind of twisted way, the burden of a great civilization responding to the attacks of the barbarians. I mean, I think it's wrong, very wrong, to use words like winners and losers. Here, to them, the West represents materialism, a kind of vulgarity, you know, the ubiquitous videos and pornographic films that to them symbolize the West, this monolithic creation that they've made, just as most people tend to make of Islam, you know, that there's a kind of unitary monolithic thing called Islam. It works in both directions. Represents them, everything that's ugly and is a blight on the world, and therefore it's their role to purify and to do God's work. You know, this is a rhetoric that whoever uses it, whether on one side or the other, I mean, assuming that there are really two sides, I think obviously there are many more, but the people who think of themselves as us versus them, using that binary opposition, whether Americans or others, have lost touch with precisely the kind of reality which human beings ought to be protecting, namely its variety, its diversity, its concreteness, and not these ridiculous, to me, mythological and religious abstractions or pseudo-religious abstractions in which everybody feels he or she is an instrument of God. No, I don't think it's a matter of losers and winners. It's a matter of winners all around in this instance.